Welcome to Words of New Hope, coming your way from New Hope Christian Fellowship, pastored by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, something I know you'll enjoy. We're going to bring you a half hour of praise and worship from New Hope. You're in for a real blessing, I just know. Let's join the Frontlines musicians and all the congregation of New Hope as we give praise and honor to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Together. Would you say thank you again to our great dancers? I get tired just watching those guys. In fact, I'm in the back thinking, do we have enough liability insurance for him to do that? But God is worthy, amen? Hey, let's put everything aside. Let's clear the deck so that we can worship him, the Lord Jesus, with a clear heart and a pure heart. Clear the decks. Here we go. Would you worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Jesus, we love you.
Good morning, everyone. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Worship with all our hearts, amen? Amen. Let's sing, Lord my God.
Oh Lord my God, in you I put my trust.
My trust, Lord.
Oh Lord my God, in you I put my hope.
Listen to that one more time, oh Lord my God.
Oh Lord my God, in you I put my trust.
Trust, Father.
Oh Lord.
We want to glorify your name and praise you above every other. For you are beautiful, Lord. Sing that. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call, you gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes.
I'm captured
by your
You know, when Jesus was born, the King of all kings, the regal majesty, the creator of the universe, you'd think if he would be born into this earth as a man, you would want the King of all kings to be born in a palace with marble walls, granite floors, velvet curtains, silken sheets, attended by the best of the best. But instead, for some reason, God's wisdom, he had the King of Kings born in a rough-shod manger, maybe rough-hewn walls, or maybe the dirt walls of a cave, attended by shepherds, sheep, cattle, goats. You'd think, now, why, Lord? It should be the palace where a king should dwell. And then I understood that God does things for a purpose, and he's always intentional. And I thought, you know, it isn't the palace that makes someone regal or it makes someone a king. Mm-mm. It's the king that makes a barn become regal, not because of the barn, but because of the presence of the majestic one who resides there. And I thought, even today, the palaces are all broken down, but still today, pilgrims from all over the world still go to Israel to visit that which they think is the place of the birth of the king. And it could be an old cave, or it could be just some small place, but pilgrims by the millions have come there. And I thought, no, it's not a palace that makes the king. It's the king that transforms the surroundings into something regal. You're here today, and some of you have come from a marriage that doesn't give you a lot of nice environment or atmosphere, or a family that's struggling. You know what we need to do? Instead of getting techniques to see if we can figure all of these things out and psychologically baffle the best of them, we need to just stop and pray and ask God, Lord, would you bring your presence to bear on my marriage a little more? Lord, would you bring your presence to bear in my family? And always be looking, not for the absence of God, but the presence of God. We've got to look not for the absence of the Lord, but the presence of the Lord. Look for evidences of his presence, not evidences of his absence. Because often if we look for evidences of his absence, guess what you're going to see? Evidences of his absence. But if you can train your eyes and say, Lord, would you open the eyes of my heart and help me to see evidences of your presence, you'll begin to see that he is there. And when you begin to recognize his presence, it is his presence that begins to transform the way we think, our perspective, our marriage, our families. It's his presence. We're going to sing this beautiful song, Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. But as we do, those of you that may say, Lord, I need your presence in my marriage, would you just be, as you're singing that, be interceding, saying, Lord, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me, my marriage, my family, my finances, my health. Spirit of the Living God, I invite you. Make this less a song, more a prayer. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, please fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, then fill me, then you. That's our prayer today. As we gather together as your family, your ohana, Spirit of God, would you fall afresh in our families? Would you fall afresh in our marriages? Come and fill our home with your presence. Fill our church, because it's your presence that transforms everything, not us that makes it. It's you that forms us. In Jesus' name, come. Fill our homes with your presence. 'cause you alone are worthy of our reverence. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house,
we will serve
the Lord. Oh, we will serve the Lord.
Staying together and praying together, any storm we can weather, trusting in
for joining us for this special edition of Words of New Hope. We trust you've been strengthened and encouraged by the praise and worship.
The Lord.
Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord, and aloha.